Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and we talk for a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today in the studio is Lindsay Chu. Lindsay has been on Thesis Thursday before, and she's back for more. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
So, you're still at the U of A, but you're almost done.
Almost. Graduation's in May, right around the corner.
What's cooking these days? What are you up to?
There are a few really interesting projects that we've been involved in. One of them has been looking at the extracts from plants in the Southwest and looking at small molecules that we can derive from these plants. Some of the targets of these plants happen to be ion channels or other kinds of molecular receptors that are actually involved in pain signaling pathways. And we've found that some of these extracts have been able to not only reverse pain in neurons at a cellular level, so reducing the firing of neurons and that sort of thing, but they've been effective at reducing pain behaviors in rodents when these rodents are exhibiting some kind of neuropathic pain. This has been very interesting and might help us and the country to move forward with non-opioid pain therapeutics, especially using more natural products. We've also been looking at ion channels and how we could effectively reduce the activity of ion channels that are also implicated in pain signaling by removing them from the surface of cells where they're functional. And by internalizing these channels, we're able to reduce the pain information that's propagated to the next neuron. And so by exploring these targets, we're hoping to avoid the kinds of side effects and adverse consequences that opioid receptors and targeting those receptors, for example, could induce in pain scenarios.
So you're containing the pain.
That is the goal.
Can you tell me a little bit about Posters on the Hill?
I have been selected as the delegate from Arizona to present at Capitol Hill, and some of this non-opioid research will be prominently featured at that presentation in April. I'm very excited to be sharing with some of our congressional representatives about work that I think is very timely.
You're going to graduate pretty soon.
I am.
What's going to happen then?
I have applied to numerous MD-PhD programs over the past year, and I've been accepted to Duke's Medical Scientist Training Program, and so I'm very excited about those opportunities moving forward, being able to practice clinical medicine, but also keep my foot very firmly in research and the science world. The work that I've been doing with guide dog puppies and interacting with my recent puppy's partner, who's actually a university student in Canada, that relationship has really shown me a different side of the world, and just being able to interact with her has gotten me interested in ophthalmology. So as a way to apply neuroscience, I've thought heavily about ophthalmology and being able to interact with that population clinically, as well as moving forward in vision-oriented research.
So it's wide open still.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with working with puppies and guide dogs?
It was kind of a cheat because I really wanted to have a dog but was on campus or in the lab all the time. And so I knew that if I raised a guide dog puppy, I would be able to socialize my dog and have really interactive experiences with it in public and still be able to do all the other things that I'm involved in.
You ever listen to music, Lindsay?
I do. I listen to a lot, but right now, I'm really excited about the group O Wonder, which is actually coming to play in Tucson at the Rialto in April, and I will be going to see them.
Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.